This is Capital Insider, your inside look at Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, the legislative session is underway. What do we need to know about the first week?
Already in the first week, the second special legislative session has taken up a series of revenue measures and given them due pass recommendations so that they can head to the floor and be considered, including what was originally a major income tax reform measure that became something much less.
In her State of the State address on Monday, Governor Fallon challenged the legislature to stop addressing long-term budget problems with short-term solutions. She said they were elected to solve problems, and the time to act is now.
This is a defining moment for our state. We have two clear choices. We can continue down the road with a path of sliding backwards, or we can choose a second path, which is to say, enough is enough. We can do better. We deserve better. Our children deserve better, too.
Did legislators get the message?
I think to a certain extent they did. We began to hear in the joint committees on appropriations and budget similar language from the chairs of those committees. Representative Kevin Wallace told his group in the House these measures that generate additional revenue were needed in order to fund a teacher pay raise and core government programs. Senator Kim David on the Senate side reiterated those same ideas, but also pointed out one of the problems that they face with the plans they're working on is that there's no state employee pay raise included.
So is there a sense of urgency?
I think there is. Perhaps not as strong as the governor had suggested, but there is a realization that they need to move forward with these proposals.
The legislature is running a special session concurrent with the regular session. What else has happened in the special session?
Well, it sort of got overlooked on Thursday. The House Rules Committee met in a special session meeting and considered three government reform proposals tied to the Step Up plan. One of them allows the governor to appoint the executive directors of a number of major agencies, including the Department of Corrections, the Oklahoma Health Care Authority, the Department of Health, and the Office of Juvenile Affairs. It's sort of a model that was followed with the Department of Human Services reform several years ago that was approved by voters. Another one of those bills also limited the salaries of the executive directors. And the third bill creates an Office of Accountability that would be housed within the legislature and would be responsible for conducting financial reviews of state agencies and providing that information to the legislature.
In addition to finding more money for health and education, including a $5,000 teacher pay raise, the governor said changes in the criminal justice system are important as part of the state's efforts to be smart on crime.
Too few Oklahomans are getting the treatment they need for substance abuse and mental health issues, and are instead winding up in our criminal justice system. We need to stop warehousing moms and dads and sons and daughters in prison when many just need some substance abuse treatment.
And that got a big ovation.
It was one of the applause lines, and it was the only standing ovation that the governor received.
Criminal justice measures stalled again last year. Have legislators made any progress on criminal justice issues so far?
Yes, it's one of the top items moving through the legislature already. The first bill passed by the House was a bill carried over from the previous legislative session that got caught up in the delay in 2017 that would lessen the penalties for certain crimes and make some felonies into misdemeanors. That now has headed over to the Senate. The Senate, for its part, also moved a number of bills carried over from the previous legislative session into conference where they could receive final language, all related to criminal justice proposals.
In her State of the State address, the governor issued a direct challenge to legislators to send her those bills, and she would sign them.
That's right. And it appears some of the first bills that land on the governor's desk, if they're not coming out of the special session, will be criminal justice reform bills.
What should we watch for in the next few days?
I think in the next few days, it will be interesting to see whether those criminal justice reform bills get language and are considered by lawmakers and sent to the governor for her signature. The other issue is the Step Up plan and the second special session. Will those bills go to the floor of the House and then to the Senate and be sent to the governor, raising some taxes, raising some revenue, and providing a pay raise for state teachers?
Time is of the essence on those bills.
That's exactly right.
That's Capital Insider. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.